the regional rankings are coming out. The men's regional rankings are out. NCAA Division II. Winona State number one. Mankato number three. Winona number one. Mankato number two. Mm-hmm. Then it's Augustana. St. Cloud State four. Harding at number five. Central Missouri number six. Arkansas Tech at number seven. And Fort Hays State at number eight. And on the bubble, Southwest Minnesota State at number nine and Upper Iowa at number 10. The top eight get in. It's the first release of the NCAA regional rankings. And speaking of which, he's the head coach, Augustana men's basketball. Tom Billiter joins us on the fan line as we start the show right off with the coach. Hey, Tom, good afternoon.
Hey, Craig, how are you guys doing? I have to get started. We got practice. My team loves when I'm on the radio because they know practice is shorter.
Yeah,
so they're happy.
And I know how if the interview goes well, practice normally goes well with the coach. So we got to make sure that we do a good job.
I'm always in a good mood, so it never matters, to be honest. They know I'm never upset with anything.
You surprised at the number three ranking in the Central Region? It's a congrats to you.
Well, I think what happened is I think the top four are all in there fairly tight. And if you look at it, three of the top four obviously are from our league, but the top three are in the same division, and that makes your strength of schedule phenomenal. And in Division II, strength of schedule is really important. And, you know, some people might wonder why maybe you play a couple games early against a Jamestown or somebody that may not help you. The win helps you, especially when you're young. You need to play. You know, we only beat them 54-48. We weren't a very good basketball team, really. And our league is so good that, and I was on that committee for 3 years, it doesn't really matter as much as people might think, because the strength of the league is going to get you your strength of schedule. So I don't know if people realize how important that category is. I didn't know if we'd be third or fourth. Obviously, we beat St. Cloud, but it was at our place. I don't think that's supposed to have as much to matter as if it was on two different, you know, two times on a court, on each court. But, I'm happy with it. We obviously need to get another win here along the way to really secure a top four spot. You always want to be, if you can, the top four. It allows you a little bit easier first-round game.
Is there a spot, Coach, that you would have looked at it and you would have been disappointed outside of being obviously one of the top teams to be in the rankings?
You know, I did this for 3 years, and so I really pretty much knew where we were. It's not very hard to figure out once you've been on that committee. So I would have, if we hadn't been in the top five, I would have thought that somebody made a mistake, because it's just all numbers. D2 is so different than D1. It's all done by a computer. I think it's smart. I know it's nice to have these releases, but I think it's smart to release it this late, because the first couple can be meaningless due to the fact that you know, one or two losses at D2 completely changes, whereas D1, you can lose a game and you go up in your ranking, you know, because it's all very, very much just deliberated.
Sure.
Ours is all just done by a computer. Usually, you know, it doesn't mean it's right. You know, I still go back to 2 years ago when we didn't get in the field, and I had the head of the whole Division II come up to me at the Final Four and apologize, you know, that he just thought there was no way we shouldn't have been in. Well, a couple of the teams that were ahead of us on strength of schedule played a team that had a great year, but they didn't have their players eligible yet. You know, then after Christmas, that team didn't lose a game. Well, it made their strength of schedule very high, even though when they played that game, those kids weren't eligible. So they played a totally different team and beat a team that was really, really good before their players were eligible. And that doesn't go into the discussion. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right,
so,
right. And this year you have a couple of, you got the Great American Conference and the Mid-America Conference.
The DAC, the new one, doesn't have an automatic bid yet.
Yeah.
So those teams, two of their teams, you know, I kind of look at volleyball. Obviously, our league for women's volleyball is the best in the country. I mean,
yep.
But the DAC didn't even get a win. Their league champion didn't get in the regional. And like six of the, you know.
And we're trying to learn more about them, too. We're trying to learn more about these teams.
You know, it's interesting. Like, Harding is a really cool school. It's a private, it's Christian-based. It's a very good academic school. And some fantastic, I don't know who they are exactly, but that show Duck Dynasty that everybody talks about, they're from Harding, from what I understand. So they've got some very unique alums.
yes.
I don't know much about it either. I've really been trying to catch up. I do know there's some good basketball schools in that league. And
you know, there's been rules, though, in the past there, Tom. There's been rules where everyone in the league has to have at least one team in the top eight. Is that the same as it is this year, too?
No, there's no rule on that at all. It's all done by the computer.
Okay.
And there's absolutely no rule other than the fact whoever wins their postseason tournament is going to get an automatic bid. Now, next year, the GAC will send an whoever wins their tournament will get an automatic bid. But this year they don't have that. But right now it can be anybody. And again, it's all done by that computer. What's interesting is the Missouri League is very, very good. They're down a little bit this year talking to their coaches in the league. Similar as ours, though, is the fact that, you know, they just kind of beat up on each other, and it's not easy to win on the road in that league. Our league is a little bit different with divisions. They don't have divisions.
Sure.
And our divisions make it a little bit different because good or bad, we play Mankato twice, Winona twice, Southwest State twice, Upper Iowa twice, whereas St. Cloud, you know, they don't. You know, you only see St. Cloud and nobody else.
Sure. I was wondering if you would be at that number three spot if you would have lost both games last weekend.
Actually, to be real honest, the win Saturday night was huge.
Yep.
Because that beats anytime you beat, A, a team above 500 on the road, B, a regionally ranked team in the top 10. That's a column. The fact that they had beaten some Missouri schools early in the year for cross opponents, that's huge. So the win against Southwest really helped us. And we played well. They played well. I mean, it was their senior night. Six very good seniors, you know, Jordan Miller, Levanier West. I mean, you're talking some great players and 2,500 people, and, you know, they did not play poorly. I mean, it was a good college basketball game. And
well, your youngsters probably learned a lot the night before.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a great learning experience for us. And I don't think too many teams in the country were going to win that night. You know, they were really excited to play. I mean, they played very, very well. And, you know, obviously they gave it all they had and, you know, left it out on the floor because the next night they didn't play nearly as well.
No,
but,
not at all.
I'm very proud of our guys to have lost that game, get in a bus, drive the next day, play the hottest team in the league who had won four straight and beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was about as good a win as we've had in a long time against a very good team in Southwest State. And, you know, nobody in our division or league has to do it. USF has to do and we have to do to go into each other's gym and play like that. You know, it's good, I know, for the community, but there's nobody in the league that has to do that. And I mean, that's tough. You know, it's not easy. You know, and, you know, we did it at Rice with the University of Houston, and both teams were better back then. And I know, you know, Temple and LaSalle always beat Villanova, and those are big games for them. And it's tough, you know, and you are going to always get their best punch. And you're right, they played very well, and it was a good opportunity for our freshmen to understand what they'll be up against next year.
All right, let's talk about Upper Iowa and Winona this weekend. It doesn't get any better for you. It gets a little,
you know, Upper Iowa's really good. They're 8-1 on the road in the league. 8-1. They're 6-6 at home. They're 8-1.
Well, you've been to Fayette. You know it's not fun.
I know, but even they don't play well there. I mean, they must not want to be there. It's crazy. You know, they can't wait to get out. And no, it's nuts. I've never seen a stat like that. You know, I mean, that's a very impressive yet kind of strange stat. They're 10-2 away. I mean, 6-6 overall, 5-6 in the conference. That's just nuts at their place. So. And it isn't like when you go there, you're all fired up playing in front of the 11 people in the crowd. And the,
no,
you know,
I've been there.
It takes you, it takes you an hour to get to the gym because of all the traffic. I mean, it's just nuts. I don't get that at all. But, boy, they're very, very good on the road. And, you know, they have to win. They've never, ever had a chance to be in the NCAA tournament. They're right there.
Yep.
You know, they come in and win two games, get a win in the tournament, they're going to be in the tournament. You know, they get a win in the NSAC tournament. So you know how ready they're going to be to play us.
Which one of these games, Coach, is more important? Can you say that the Friday night against Upper Iowa because they're trailing you by a game in South, or is it the game on Saturday against Winona? Either one of those games hold
either, no points. Either one with a win, I think, secures us in the top four or top five, no matter what happens. Even if we were to split and lose our first round of the NSAC, if you beat either one of those teams, you're going to be fifth at worst. You know, maybe six. And you know why that's so important? Because there's only two automatic bids. Let's say two teams from nowhere win their tournament. You know, I mean, you know as well as I, Concordia St. Paul might win our tournament. They're playing great right now. And who knows in the Missouri League. So, you know, if you get two people winning the tournament you never expected, you do not want to be a 7 or 8 going into that weekend. You know, you really want to be 6 on down. So I think either one of those teams this weekend with a win puts us in awfully good shape. And again, you know, if you look at all the stats all around the country, our strength of schedule is very high. We've beaten very good teams on the road. We've got some very, very good wins, and we're just ranked pretty high, and you know, just lucky, you know, to be there.
And Tom, it's playing well right now because you've seen it. You did it with your team a few years back. Southwest did it a few years where they get hot, they get through the Northern Sun schedule, they get to the regions, and then they advance. This is the time to get hot. You got to do it right now.
And you know, it's funny. You know, you sit here and say, well, you'd really like to be ranked in the region in the top four. Both times we played for the championship, we came from the seventh spot. You know, we were the seventh seed both times that we played Southwest State for the regional championship, and then we played St. Cloud and lost in overtime at Mankato. So really that seventh seed isn't a bad spot to come from because you don't have to play the number one team till the championship game.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. I know you got practice coming up.
But those are good questions. So big weekend. I don't know if the weather's going to interfere with us or not.
I don't think so. I think the weather's going to be great for you. Get to play at home. So.
And, you know, we recognize our seniors from last year and give them their banner. It's really a big reunion weekend. It's really a big night. And, you know, I have Cody Schilling and Derek DeZayo and kids like that coming back at halftime. It's always a great crowd playing Winona. It should be a fun night.
Big night for Cameron.
4-6 Saturday. I hope Cameron has two big nights because he needs to. But for him and Lake, you know, we talk a lot about Cam, but I'm telling you, that Lake Nolan has just been unbelievable for our team. He's such a leader and such a great kid. Those are just two special seniors. Shoot, I'll be crying when we have to, you know, they always come out before the game. I'll look like a big sissy. I'm going to have tears in my eyes because I love both those kids.
Yep.
Boy.
They've been good. They've been good for you, no doubt about it.
And they're good people. They're good kids.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the time,
thanks,
man.
Tom. See ya.
Yeah, see you. There he goes. Bye-bye. Tom Billiter. Augustana men's basketball, they will host Upper Iowa Friday. And then Winona State at the Elman Center on Saturday.
It's a big weekend.
That will be
you look at where Upper Iowa's at. I mean, they're just a game behind in the South. I mean, you'd have to sweep this weekend.
They're playing to try to get into the top eight in the region. That's what they're playing for. That is more important for them right now.